on gas drilling on Colorado's populous Front Range has forced more interactions between communities and the energy industry, and that's caused tension. Matt Lepore heads the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, which regulates oil and gas companies. He says many of the problems stem from a lack of communication.
Folks really don't like surprises as they relate to oil and gas. I will concede that sometimes I'm surprised by what surprises people, that if you buy a home in rural Weld County, even if you're in a municipality, that you're stunned and amazed when the oil rig shows up. But it happens all the time.
One way the proposed rule change could help would be by including future oil and gas drilling sites in city and county planning and development processes. Right now, that doesn't always happen.
It does seem that they're often eager to approve that new subdivision without maybe fully vetting or considering how the mineral owner will be able to access those minerals.
Another suggested rule change would require mediation and more collaboration for large drill sites located near buildings and homes. But even the definition of a large drill site is hard to pin down. And mandating good communication is no easy task.
We're being asked to regulate sort of being a good neighbor.
But that's necessary, according to Democratic Speaker of the House, Dickie Lee Hollinghorst.
Well, I think there are certain industry members that have gotten better at communicating. There are still some pretty bad actors out there, and unfortunately, we have to write legislation and regulations to those people who aren't being the best actors.
Hollinghorst lives in Boulder and has pushed for cities and towns to have the ultimate decision-making power on whether or not to allow drilling. Right now, that final decision rests with the state. She says getting everyone to talk to each other has just been one part of the problem.
I think it's a whole lot more than that. We have had huge issues in Colorado with the interface between a very heavy industrial activity and residents.
Hollinghorst says it's too early to say what may happen when lawmakers return to the state capitol in January. She notes that the debate over drilling has quieted down because people are waiting to see the new rules from the Oil and Gas Conservation Commission. The meetings will be open to the public and will take place in mid-November and early December. Hollinghorst also thinks the oil price slump has had a calming effect.
The fracking activity is actually reduced, primarily because of the price of gas and the huge boom in the Pennsylvania area where transportation has been easier.
After a series of preliminary meetings with local officials across the state, the COGCC rules should become final before the end of the year after the public weighs in. There are hopes the rules will smooth some of the conflict between residents, towns, and energy companies. If not, there are groups interested in putting an anti-fracking measure to a statewide vote in 2016. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.